You are listening to Western Iowa's information leader, KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones, here with your look at the midday news for Friday, October 3rd, 2025. Stuber Memorial Hospital and Clinics has been recognized as a 2025 Iowa Top Workplace, earning the honor for the 13th time. The award is based on confidential employee surveys administered by Intergage, a workplace culture and human resources firm, which measures employee satisfaction in areas like respect, growth opportunities, and employee empowerment. CEO Lynn Block says our team is the heart of Stuber Memorial. Their compassion, professionalism, and dedication to providing excellent care make this recognition possible. We are proud to foster an environment where employees feel supported and inspired to make a difference every day. To celebrate, staff did enjoy a build-your-own soda float bar and received free t-shirts featuring the message, "Behind great healthcare is a great team." Stuber Memorial operates the Critical Access Hospital in Lake City, as well as four clinic locations across Calhoun, Sac, and Webster counties. Tomorrow is Carroll's 68th annual Band-Aid Parade, and the weather forecast looks nearly perfect. Temperatures will be approaching about 80 degrees Fahrenheit by the time the parade gets underway at 10:30 a.m. The route begins at the intersection of North Adams Street and West 12th Street and heads east to North Clark Street. Entries then turn south onto East 9th Street before heading back east to march through Graham Park, crossing Grant Road at the East 7th Street intersection. Program Director Ashley Schabel says they are expecting 8 marching bands this year.
Last year we were kind of down, so we did make some changes. We have a new judging panel coming in this year. We've updated some judging sheets after some feedback from the bands that have come. You know, a lot of them come every year, and they just thought maybe making some changes with that would be good. So we did that.
She adds there are dozens of other parade entries from local organizations and groups who will join in the fun.
I've been getting float and parade entries kind of about a handful a day coming in. So I encourage people to sign up. Just helps us plan and get the lineup out there quicker and write some commentary. Tim Fitzpatrick will be our MC again this year. So we will take him up until the day.
Schabel adds, sooner is better than later, however. Once the parade has finished, the bands will head to the Carroll Athletic Stadium, where awards will be presented based on the judging, which occurs in Graham Park. Several of the bands will also participate in the on-field performances over at the stadium. Motor Inn of Carroll is teaming up with Carroll High School's Tiger Vision through the Chevy Youth Sports Program to support local student-athletes with funding and community-driven opportunities. The dealership will make a $1,000 donation to help Tiger Vision cover fees, equipment costs, facility maintenance, and administrative expenses. Additionally, the community will then have a chance to add another $1,000 to the donation by participating in a test drive fundraiser hosted by Motor Inn of Carroll. The date for that event has not been scheduled. Motor Inn General Manager Tony Franklin says sports can help kids develop skills like leadership, cooperation, and sportsmanship while bringing families and communities together to show their support. Motor Inn of Carroll and Chevy Youth Sports are proud to help Tiger Vision bring so many smiles to kids and families in Carroll. The Chevy Youth Sports Program includes more than 650 Chevy dealerships nationwide and provides resources for youth athletic programs. And we do need to step away for just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Got more news on the way for you. It's coming up right after this on KCIM.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
Feld Fire would like to take a moment to thank all of their loyal customers over the past 80 years. They firmly believe their success is a testament to your trust. Feld Fire, they've got you covered.
Start your weekend with Crusaders Corner, airing every Saturday and Sunday morning at 7:50. We'll catch up with teachers and students to hear what they're learning, creating, and accomplishing each week. Crusaders Corner is proudly brought to you by Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, one of the most efficient ethanol production facilities in the nation. Go Crusaders!
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones, reporting. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship and the USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services announced Thursday a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza had been confirmed in a commercial turkey flock in Calhoun County. This case marks the 8th detection of the viral disease within domestic birds for Iowa in 2025. HiPath can travel in wild birds that don't show any symptoms, but it's often fatal to domestic bird populations. iDolls is strongly encouraging Iowa poultry producers and backyard flock owners to increase their biosecurity practices and protocols to protect their birds and to contact their veterinarian immediately if symptoms are present. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says risk to the public remain very low, and it's still safe to consume egg and poultry products if they are properly prepared. You can view the list of confirmed cases by visiting the link that's included with this story on our website. Governor Kim Reynolds did issue a disaster proclamation yesterday for Calhoun County that continues through November 1st, which will allow for state resources to assist in tracking, monitoring, rapid detection, containment, and disinfection related to highly pathogenic avian influenza. The proclamation also waives regulatory provisions related to commercial vehicles responding to that affected site. About 50 individuals participated in person as well as virtually during the Iowa Cancer Registry's public meeting earlier this week to discuss cancer statistics in Carroll County. In partnership with the Iowa Cancer Consortium, Iowa Healthcare Holden Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Iowa Rural Health and Carroll County Public Health, participants gathered to hear from the Iowa Cancer Registry staff on the top cancer diagnoses to the area, risk factors, preventative measures, and more. The project was organized after Iowa was reported to have the second highest rate of new cancer incidences in the U.S., which is 14% higher than the national rate. Director for the Iowa Cancer Registry, Mary Charlton, says over half of Iowa counties have a higher incidence rate than the U.S., with Carroll County comparing about similar to the national average. She says that by giving residents the knowledge and background on specific data for the area, the organizations are hoping to bring the alarming Iowa ranking down.
The goal of our project is really to enhance community engagement and education around cancer prevention and control across all of Iowa's 99 counties. We want to present county-specific cancer data, listen to your questions and concerns, provide resources and connections so that you can keep the momentum going, and recommend some actions that you can take both in your community, individually, and statewide, and in terms of talking with your elected officials.
She says cancer is complicated and there's no one cause, as it's a combination of genetics, lifestyle choices, and environmental risks that alter the function of the cells. Research specialist for the Iowa Cancer Registry, Audrey Gronemeyer, says roughly 137 new cancers are diagnosed within Carroll County annually, with 47 cancer-related deaths, both reported similar to the national average. She says two of the top five cancer incidence rates in the county rank higher than reported across the U.S.
This includes prostate cancer, where your rate is statistically higher than the U.S., and Carroll has the 24th highest incidence rate in the state. Female breast, lung, and colorectal cancer, where your rates are statistically similar to the U.S., and melanoma, where Carroll has significantly higher incidence rate compared to the U.S., and has the 31st highest incidence rate in the state.
Gronemeyer says it's worth noting that 40% of cancers diagnosed in the nation are attributable to modifiable risk factors, meaning a change in lifestyle could decrease that risk.
This can include not smoking or using any form of tobacco, limiting alcohol consumption, reducing indoor and outdoor air pollution, and that would include radon testing mitigation, eating a healthy diet, being physically active, decreasing excess body weight, practicing that good sun safety that we talked about, vaccinating against hepatitis B and HPV, and of course, getting our appropriate cancer screenings when we are eligible.
Charlton says that is where state legislation could step up and create policies to reduce those controllable risk factors.
There's opportunity for the biggest impact when policies help us do that. Effective policies make the healthy choice easier and make the unhealthy choice harder, and provide protections from risk factors that are out of an individual's control. I think this is really important to reiterate, because currently it does not appear that Iowa is sort of behaving as a state that has the second highest cancer incidence rate in terms of implementing policies and legislation that will make it easier for people to do the healthier things and harder to do the unhealthier things.
Some proposed policy changes she suggested were to increase the tobacco tax, which was last done in 2007. At that point in time, it slowed the Iowa smoking rate from 25% in 1996 to around 21% when the tax increase was implemented, dropping all the way to about 15% in 2022. Iowa, however, is projected to have the highest smoking rate in the nation in 2035 if current trends continue. As for melanoma, setting restrictions on indoor tanning sessions was recommended, as there are significant risk factors associated with tanning beds, especially if that habit begins when a tanner is in a minor or a juvenile. Charlatan says the key to treating cancer is to get it diagnosed in the early stages, and she applauds the St. Anthony Cancer Center for doing just that.
And a shout out to St. Anthony's partner named Carol, who has really gone above and beyond to be able to offer really comprehensive cancer care services to their patients close to home, and really been ramping up their efforts with data collection and monitoring and all kinds of things. So they've been just a really great partner, really progressive in what they're doing. I think that shows, you can see that, and that people in Carol are getting really good cancer care. Your mortality rate is not high, which is great to see. And it seems like people are getting good treatment once they're diagnosed.
For more info on cancer rates in Carroll County and across the state, visit the Iowa Cancer Registry's website. A link to that is included with this story online. And that will be wrapping up your KCIM Midday News for Friday, October 3rd, 2025. I'm Nathan Cohns reporting. Have a great weekend, everyone.